spirits, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Wakanda!
What a twist!
Hello, everyone! Welcome to the show!
Hey, Squiddies, it is Dre Tattoo Squid Podcast. Now, which this is going to be a first. Well, actually, not really a first. I started out this way. I'm talking to myself. Well, I'm talking to you guys. But this is how I was doing. I was telling all, you know, spewing all my shit about whatever, like day-to-day stuff. Now, it's just like, all right, you know, I'll just do this. Because I have no guests at the time, so, you know, I'll keep it rolling. But I'm also doing a game show. You know, you see that look in my eye. I'm like, I'm not sure, but I'm really sure. But at this point, I'm recording on Zoom. I'm going to post it on YouTube. I'm going to post it on Anchor, which is the audio version. And I'm also recording for... Shit. What was the name of it? Oh, Tumblr. Sorry, Tumblr. You know, but, yeah. So I'm recording, like, you know, on the phone, as it is. Hi, how you doing, guys? And, on the laptop here, we call it doing all this stuff. And plus, for people that's listening, you know, like, what the fuck is he talking about? I was like, well, this is what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? This is weird. Usually I'm being talking like guests or whatever. I'm just talking about different shit and all that. Just spewing whatever. And now I'm like, well, basically, to start off, you know, I took my dog to dog training. Yeah, folks, you know, dog training. You need to take your dog to dog training. You know, if you have a puppy, yeah. So you've got a puppy and all that, and you're starting trouble and getting into shit, you know, start chewing this and grabbing your remote and running around thinking it's a game, or, you know, you take your phone and you're like, holy shit, fucking have my phone in my mouth. Like, I paid good money for that fucking money. Well, anyway, yeah, so me and my girlfriend figured, okay, well, we have to go and get this, you know, this mutt trained. Which she has somewhat trained, so it's like more, you know, where she knows when she has to go outside to go and take a shit and pee and all that. So she hit the railing, and then we know where she has to go out. But she has so much energy. It's like holy shit, where the fuck does energy come from? And especially when it's like a smaller dog. You know, it was a smaller dog, and then the first time we had her, and her name is Lady, you know, but I call her Lady Chaos. You know, that to the fact that, you know, it's from a comic book, and, you know, the character is called Lady Death, and the character is from Chaos Comics. There's no, you know, I don't know how to say it, but it's not from that. Basically, because she is chaos. You know, it's basically it. You know, it's like from day one. I mean, like, not day one. Like, when we first met her, docile. You know, she get run around and get toys like a dog would do. And we're like, ah, cool. She's really cool. She's, cozying up to us and everything else. And she's laying on the couch. And I'm like, all right, cool. And, and doing all this stuff. And we're like, all right, we'll take her. Which it didn't dawn on me at first until after like maybe a week that we brought her home. And it was like strange because like the first 2 days, everything was fine. It was great. Then start getting into stuff. Then start just jumping on the couch and then getting on the couch and told her not to get on the couch. And then starts growling and wants to be back on the couch. And then we try to get her off again. It's a whole thing going on. The fact being, we're like, all right, we need a trainer. But then, she was good in the crate. She didn't have to worry about no crate stuff. But, we did the more uncarnal thing to do is like when we don't have room in a house, so we couldn't like put her like in an outside or something, or we couldn't put her in a separate room like if she did something bad. So you're not supposed to be doing the most carnal rule of not, you're not supposed to put the dog in the place where they sleep, to say, okay, you're going to be in timeout, and the timeout is our own room, which basically that's how we did when we were kids. It's like when our parents are like, listen, go to your room, like, the fuck, we can't go to our room for? We didn't do anything wrong, we're going there, but then all of a sudden we gotta go back to our room anyway to sleep. But that's how we kind of like see it that way. But you're not really supposed to do it, because then when you're trying to get them back in the room, they don't want to go, or she doesn't want to go. So, and we found out that when you're 8 months, if you're 8 months old as a puppy that is being a teenager, this guy did not want to have a teenager. If I was a teenager and it was not good. Talking about rebellion, if this dog is rebellion, I'm like, holy shit, that was me. But now on all fours, well, that is a whole different story. That's another story in the process. But, so we go and take her training. Now, today was kind of like a hit in the face kind of thing. Because, we go to the trainer, which is at a local pet store area. I'm not gonna say the name. We go down there, do our thing, do it like every Sunday. Bring her down there. She's not good with car rides, I don't know, because she's a a foster pup. Not a foster pup. She's a what's the word I'm looking for? She's adopted, And she's cool. But there's some moments where you're like, oh, no, not too well, But, you tend to like, work it out, and you bring her to the trainer, and she does the sitting, she does the laying down. Because anything that has a treat in it, she'll sit down and lay it out for you. But then we had to do all the other stuff, which I've done this once before, like years ago, but I think back then it was like, oh, okay, do this and this. Oh, they can do that. Okay, boom. She graduated. So pretty much they're going to graduate no matter what. But with this, we are going to continue her training like a Jedi. She's not going to be able to lift any cars. Well, I mean, she does think she could lift everything else and pull stuff, with her paws and try to open doors and jump in seats like some people that I know have taught her to do. I'm not gonna name any names, but the initials are SMS. Yes, that's a text message. Good. You all know that. All right, cool. Anyway, so, go there. Now, getting back to the life-altering thing, we kind of seen how our dog can go into the red it, so to speak. And for me saying that, it's like she can. Well, anyway, she was very good, you know, and the doll came in and was very protective, so, which was good. You know, came, barked, and then there was another dog that was in the class, and that dog barked, and they started barking at this one dog that kind of like, roar, you know, jumped in there. But, yeah, so we kind of like rectified the whole thing, calmed her down, you know, stay, you know, take it easy, blah, 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 you know, here's a treat, you know, everything's good, you know, came down, Trina was not pleasantly surprised, but more happy that we acknowledged the situation and, you know, nipped it in the bud, kind of thing, bud, you know, bringing up married with children. Oh, yeah, so married with children. That's, I'm hoping for a Big Ghost Junior. I'm talking about Tumblr. Sorry, folks. Yeah, but what I think? Oh, yeah, Mario Children. So we'll talk about Mario Children a little bit later on. For all of you young people that don't know, you're gonna have a wonderful time listening to this one. So, let's see. Well, we did that and everything was fine. We're going to go to Starbucks and give her like a pup cup, but I think she had to take a shit. I don't know. And I didn't want her taking a shit in my girlfriend's car. So I was like, hey, let's go and take her home. And then I'll just get the dog food and, you know, call in a day. And that was it. But then, you know, that was it. But then we had Valentine's Day. Couple of days ago, last week I believe. And what you guys did for your Valentine's Day? You know, we just did the basic, you know, like, listen, let's not get a lot of shit, let's just get candy for each other and that's it, you know, which we did, you know. And, you know, plus we go, you know, we're on a tight budget, so we had to just do that, so we're just fine. But how do you, you know, when you do Valentine's Day, do you do like very big, or you just like, okay, we'll just do this and this, you know, that'll be our thing, yeah. But leave comments, you know, like in the YouTube comment section, or, you know, go to podcast Tattoo Squid on Twitter, and, you know, send me a message. Or with Tumblr, you know, just send me a message. You're looking at this and saying, what the fuck are you talking about? Like Valentine's Day? Okay, I'll give you my gist on it all. But then on top of that, tomorrow is Monday, but, you know, with this coming out, might have it out on Monday. But tomorrow is President's Day. Not a big whoop for me, you know. Thank God, you know, I get like a 3-day weekend. Most of the people in America probably has a 3-day weekend, which is like a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But, you know, I work overnights, so I got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I got to go in Monday night, which is not a problem, you know, because I am not one for voting for presidents, so I don't really give a shit. but, you know, let's talk about movies. We get to talk about, well, me and my girlfriend watched Wakanda Forever. I liked it. She loves it. I know, Chadwick Boseman, you know, passed away. You know, could not do the second one. But, I mean, they've done him pretty good, you know, putting him in the thing. There's a remembrance. You know, the whole Prince Namor, I like how they did the character right at some certain point, because honestly, yeah, you had to look at the comics and, you know, he has the feathered ankles and, you know, and he does fly around pretty good, you know, so I actually liked it. We are probably going to go see Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania probably this Saturday, even though I think it's out already. We're going to go watch it. So, if people don't know, Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas, and Michelle Pfeiffer, which, wow. I love Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman. Yeah, with Michael Keaton, when she was the Catwoman, with Danny DeVito as Penguin, and no, I forget what the guy's name is. Christopher Walken, as the like a billionaire businessman, kind of like Bruce Wayne, but more sinister, somewhat. Okay, but anyway. So this is gonna be a good one, with Kang being in the movie, and folks, how these Marvel goes on. So always stay, always, and I say always stay to the end of the credits, because there's gonna be some craziness at the end. You never know. Like Wakanda Forever, I'm not gonna say it because certain people have probably not seen it, and I don't like to be a spoiler sport. So, you're just gonna have to figure it out. Next movie, which I mean, I'll go and watch it, but my girlfriend really wants to see the newer Avatar. I don't know exactly what the full name is, but James Cameron. Doesn't like to be streaming. I'm like, let me tell you, James. This day and age, everything is fucking streaming. I'm streaming on. I'm going on this, then I'm going on YouTube. I'm streaming on Tumblr. It's gonna happen. Everybody's streaming on Twitch. Everybody's doing something that's gonna be streaming. So, James, you're gonna have to get on the boat and start paddling, or turn on the engine, or turn on the proton, just whatever. Trying to get it going here. So I watch that, see how that goes, because it takes like a couple of years for like an Avatar movie to come to fruition and get done and produced and promoted and all that. What was the one? Well, I'm going to save that one for last. Oh, Knock at the Cabin. Now, I seen this one. This one's a weirdish. I love weird movies. Knock at the Cabin with Dave Bautista, ex-WWE superstar. Well, you can't say ex, because they're gonna show up no matter what. It's like they're gonna get inducted in the Hall of Fame. They're gonna do this. They're gonna. But he's like the big superstar now, like John Cena or The Rock. But no, don't get me started with The Rock. The Rock has like he has so much time on his hands that he has to take over every goddamn movie. But Batista, I like Batista. He could play almost like any kind of character. Well, you can say that about John Cena. You can say that about The Rock. Let me just write down John Cena and The Rock and do that for the episode art. So we got the Rock and Cena. Holy shit, I can't even read my own handwriting. All right, so Knock at the Cabin, which, like I said, Dave Bautista, Rupert Grint, and it's an M. Night Shyamalan. And if you ever watch the Robot Chicken, what a twist. But I love that show. So basically, from what I understand, and I didn't do any research on it yet because I don't think they show that much of it, but Rupert and Batista and a female, I believe, go to this cabin. They knock on the cabin, and there is like maybe a family, or is it two guys staying in this cabin? And they come busting in, and there's something going on, and it seems crazy, and I like crazy. I like crazy movies, so that would be cool to watch. And also another crazy movie, Cocaine Bear. Yes, I said this, Cocaine Bear, which basically it's the movie is about what it says in the title, bear that does cocaine. From, and this is a movie from the late Ray Liotta, which I didn't even think that he did a movie before. Well, he probably did, but this is going to be awesome to watch. Not the fact that there's a drugged up bear and PETA's going to be all over this. The comedy attractions are funny as hell. I was like astounded. Cocaine Bear is like, does his cocaine that came out of the sky from a plane, and a drug induced bear running throughout the woods, and people are like, hey, let's go hiking. And then, then they get mauled by a bear. It is what it is. But, what's funny about it is, I think Ray Liotta, plays a cop, which is kind of weird. If you think about it, because he's always playing some kind of like mafia boss or mafia henchman, like Goodfellas and whatnot. Is some crazy kind of thing. But let me also talk about that I have a game show. Yes, that's right. I got a game show. And I'm going to show you something on this that is basically, it's backwards, but maybe you can be on here. Anyway. So it's called The Movie Game, which my game show is called The Movie Squidtacular. But anyway, basically, it's going to be a podcast versus podcast elimination style with brackets. So it's going to be, I'll give probably 3 to maybe 4 synopses of movies. The way it goes is there are 2 different synopses of movies, and you have to figure out each of the movies without any hints. And if you get the first and second one and you put it together, you win 20 points. Now, if you get half of that, then you get 10 points. But if you have to use a hint, like one or more, if you use one hint, then I have to deduct a point. So, but then if you can't get it, then the other team has a chance to steal it. And if they can't get it, then it comes back to the other person. So we try to get that, and if they get one of them, then we go on to the next one. So it could be like 2, 3, maybe 4 synapses. I don't know. Give or take, see how it goes. But that's how it is. So it's going to be like maybe 10 groups, possibly 12. Who knows? It depends on how many people are going to be in it. I think I have like 8 or 9. So, no, actually, I think I got 7. But if I get 3 more, I'm just going to leave it at 10. So, that's probably going to be coming out around, probably, I'll probably do them starting up maybe early April. I mean, late April, maybe early May.
or something like that, depending on, you know, how it goes. So that's it. It's going to be movies, and then it's just going to be funny shit. I'll make the episode art of that, like, each week. So, that was the wind. That was not haunted or anything. No. But, that's going to be later down the line. So it's going to be season 3. Now let's get on to music wise. I just watched this. It was a Dee Snider, which is a member of Twisted Sister, and they were in the Line of Fire of the what's that woman's name? Tipper Gore. That's a weird name, isn't it? Tipper Gore. So she's been trying to get the censorship. And this is years ago, people. This is like many moons ago. You know, when you had like Rock with Rock, you know, like Twisted Sister, Judas Priest, Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, you know, Black Sabbath, you know, the list goes on. Venom, Metallica, even, you know, and she's trying to get like, you know, it has to be a grade or some kind of warning system for young kids and all that. But as Dee Snider said, now, why have a warning system if you think it's going to be bad for kids? Why don't the parents not get the album or let their kids get the album? You don't need to put a branding system on it, which is true. But nowadays, you know, everything's been branded, you know, saying this is too obscene, you know, Two Life Crew. Given, you know, Two Life Crew has the more obscene obscenities or something. But I was watching Dee Snider go to the congressional Senate meeting. In the beginning, I started watching where there was a guy that was doing the interview with Dee Snider, and Dee Snider was reenacting what he did when he was there. But then I was watching the original, and it was kind of like weird. And he comes walking in. It's not weird that he's walking in, but you know, guys in suits are walking in first. Here comes this like 6'6" guy, you know, flowing blonde hair, denim vest, you know, tank top underneath, you know, he's like skin tight, you know, pants, as he explained it as well. But as soon as he walked out there, and you hear the people groan, going like, oh no, what? No, he's gonna talk. And folks, Dee Snider is the smartest motherfucker there is. I mean, everybody's smart, but when you want to have somebody go to bat for Rock, you have to get Dee Snider to, like, you know, head the forefront of the censorship. You know, he goes in there and he was speaking it, you know, he grabbed his, like, you know, paper, but he took it out from his back pocket, you know. Like we used to do when we're young, we're in high school, you know, it's like, hey, you got your homework? I was like, yeah, I got my homework, hold on. Take it out of the back pocket, there it is, you know. Or the best one is like, oh, my dog ate it. Yeah, but, which the dog would be, you know, a small little shih tzu or something. That was a long time ago. Anyway, so, get this paper out, you know, unfolds it like we do it in school, you know, like, here you go, here's all the creases. And he was reading it like a scholar, you know, it was just like crazy. And these people had no idea what just went through them. You know, it was like a backlash. And they were like, what? Yeah. They were dumbfounded. And it was just like funny, but you hear like gasping of people, you know, and the same can be said about Judas Priest when they were like, you know, in front of a a committee, and wow, I say committee, right? Okay, good. Should I mention that? Thank you to my girlfriend for, I'm still having the Valentine's Day cookies, and they're still fresh. Most of the earrings. Anyway, that was just funny shit right there. This is gonna be a small tidbits, as it is. Where are we at now? We're recording still. Don't know what. Well, yeah, let's get to Married with Children. Now, you young kids out there, if you're listening to this, and if you're not like that young, but like the late 80s, probably early 90s, around the time I think The Simpsons was still running and Family Guy, I think, was starting up, or I think they started up after the show, but Married with Children was like the longest syndicated show in America, and by rights they are. A little bit forehead. Anyway, Married with Children, you have Al Bundy, Peg Bundy, Bud Bundy, Bud. why, sir? Anyway, Kelly Bundy. And also Buck, which is the family dog, which he's there, but he's sleeping all the time. And they always think that he's dead, but he's not. He's there. He's thinking, and he has the voice of Cheech Marin. Yeah, that's Love and Marriage, and that's a good theme song as well. But Married with Children, this is like your man's man that tells it like it is. Doesn't want you to tax on beer. He likes boobies. He likes hot women. But, he's married to a woman that, honestly, in those days, I'm not going to say in those days, but, because I got to watch my P's and Q's on this one, but with that scenario of a family, it starts out where the son is like both the son and the daughter do some kind of wrong, whether the son is like scamming on people, or the daughter is just wearing something provocative and having like peroxide hair. When she's younger, and now since she grows up, and it's like this, hot sex symbol, wearing like skin tight skirts and outlandish like attire. I think there was one episode where the father, which is Al Bundy's, like, hey, put on that dress you call your belt, and we're like, oh shit. And then there was but let me give you a backstory of the show. Like I said, Al Bundy is a shoe salesman, which back in those days, if you're a shoe salesman, then your life has gone down the shitter. Married to Peg Bundy, where she doesn't believe in cooking. She believes in Googling at hard body men, sitting in front of the TV watching Oprah eating bonbons. You have Bud Bundy, where, like I said, he's like the con artist of the family, where he would sell his own family down for a buck, down the river for a buck. Kelly would, I don't know, we were all hoping she does porn or something, I don't know. But, and then you got Buck, where he's just like, what, fuck it, I'm just gonna lay here. No one's gonna bother me, because they never do. They don't clean. They don't do it. They don't even cook. I'm gonna die of starvation. That's about it. But, the episodes go on and on, and they go in different scenarios, like the no ma'am. Al's favorite, Western where, Psycho Dad. I think it's a Western, but it's called Psycho Dad. And he sends it off Psycho Dad. Psycho Dad. And then we see Bud Bundy, grow up to be some kind of, like, gigolo type of person wearing these god-awful costumes where girls are googling and boogling over his attire, like he's a Rembrandt or something, whereas us guys are googling and boogling at Kelly Bundy's boogling boobies and bear of sexy attire that she wears, and especially the archery episode, which that was great, but like because she cut her hair like really short, it's like how a toddler cut their hair. I'm like, oh no, why? So folks, that's how when I was younger. And people, when you're listening to this and you can say this to your kids and all that, I was like, listen, this is what happened when we were younger, and I'm contesting to this as it is, that we all, as guys, have supermodels or porn stars or TV female fatales that are sexy, and we have posters on the walls, on the ceiling, underneath the bed. Well, that can be the Playboys, but anyway, so we have all this stuff going on, and mine was, let's see, what was the posters I got? Obviously the posters are Kelly Bundy, Heather Locklear, Heather Thomas. Now Heather Thomas is from The Fall Guy, which is like an 80s TV show. Let me write that down. But basically, it's what you would figure. And it's just all, it's about a stuntman, Lee Majors, $6 million man. But he jumps out of planes and everything else. But he's a bounty hunter, and everybody helps him out. And then you got, Heather Thomas, where
Steve named Jody, goes and wears like these. Man, I wish I can go back to those days. Those were the days. Well, anyway, so I had like Heather Thomas on the a poster on the wall. A slew of others, and there was one called Sandy Corn. And I lost my train of thought. I always do this when I think of like girls on posters for some reason. I don't know. But that's what the thing was about. So when we go like that and watch like Married with Children and see how our lives are compared to their lives, and they get by as it is, But there's also a scene which I love. I love this scene. So Pig Bundy has a special bra that, it you can't get anywhere else. Now, women that's listening to this, they probably can contest with, like, we got a certain body. I mean, help me. People I know, we call it, girls I know, they're like, oh my God, I can't find the right size bra. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I'm like, okay, fine, and that's what it is. But Al was like, all right, for Valentine's Day or I think wedding anniversary, and I was like, I'm going to go find that bra that you, use. He's like, you can't find it. You can't find it. I'll try to find it. So he brings along the neighbor, which obviously that's what happens in life. I have to go find a bra. I'm going to go for my neighbor. So they go, and they go and find this lingerie shop. That Victoria's Secret is just like one of those, expressions or something that you find like on the side of the road. Walk in there, and there's like these gorgeous scantily clad women walking around, and there's always an old man at the counter. I don't know. But it comes to, you know, to the episode where they go in there and they're like, listen, trying to find this bra that's like this, and it's this size. Like, oh, it has a special bra. Let's see if we can have, if I see if we have one, you know. So they go looking around, you know, the neighbor sees that there is a Triple X movie section. So he goes in there and he disappears for like half the episode. Alan's talking to the old man owner and he goes, you know, talking to him. Somebody's asking for help. He goes, oh, I'll be right there. He goes, you know, you got some freaks in here. He goes, yeah, I know, right? You know, he's like, you're a man's man. He goes, oh, thank you. And he walks up there and he's wearing like, you know, fishnet stockings. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, anyway, so they go and they somewhat find the bra. They went to go back and check some more. Woman behind the not the cabin. Woman behind the curtain opens up every, you know, like head first, like, you know, hello, sir. You're straight, right? And it, and I was like, yeah. Like the hairs on my chest are. Yeah. So she's like, oh, that's good. But if you were my boyfriend, would you like me wearing this? You know, and then there's an audience participation, like in the live audience, and they see the woman, and they're like, oh my God, yeah. You know, and they, you can hear jaws dropping. And Al went, So he goes and looks at this. And all of a sudden, he's like, do you think you like it? And he's like, And he goes, and she goes, but would you like it without the bra? Like this. You know? And he's like, you know, falls back. And she goes, without the bra. Okay. Yeah. And that was like my favorite episode. And then he finds the bra, comes back home. Happy anniversary. Oh, ow. You know, and then you get the, you know, you have to watch it, you know, because like I said, it's, I watched it when it was, I think it was Mondays, I think it came out. Like, every episode started on a Monday, I think. So it was always cool to, like, you know, even though I hate Mondays when I go to school, or I hate Mondays when I go to work, but when you get home, you know, you've been watching My Ritual. And then, but I'm trying to think what else was going on. Yeah, you know, I did my inspection, which, you know, is going to happen. You go doing your inspection, you figure, I'm just going to pay $35. Nope. You always gotta find some shit. Actually, I can't say that. They turned around and said, oh, everything looks good, you know, and I could have just left it at that. But they're like, well, you know, here's some recommendations, so that way you don't have to worry about it later down the line. And I'm like, okay, what's this? So I had to get two things done. Didn't want to do it, but I don't want to go back there and something goes wrong, which you never know. But well, actually, let's talk about Fall Guy for a minute. Well, no, we did, actually. But, folks, have a wonderful evening. It's Sunday. You guys are probably watching, well, actually, you're not watching football. You know, because 49ers, San Francisco 49ers got it. Yeah, and I said this on, actually, I said it on Tumblr. You know, I'm like, I would think that the, you know, San Francisco, I hope I'm getting that right. Hold on, let me check it out here. This is great that I can just go and look for some shit. Let's see. Super Bowl. No, that's Sartorial. Ha ha. I can't spell. What's... Oh, not 49ers, Chiefs. Oh, my God, I tell you. Kansas City Chiefs. There you go. Against the Eagles. So the Kansas City Chiefs. And why did I say 49ers? So I guess they have the same colors, basically. This is why I follow football once in a while, but only with my team. I like the Raiders, and I like the Saints. So I wish I put money down, but when I was on Tumblr, I kind of, you know, predicted somewhat. You know, I should have just bet on it. God damn, I need money. Well, anyway. All right, people. I'll see you on the flip side. You know, hopefully I'm going to try to get somebody on probably next weekend, if I could. Thank you for sitting around listening to my bullshit. I know it wasn't a fun-filled, like I usually do, but that's what happens when you're doing it. Yeah. Everybody, have a great Sunday. If you're at the bar, tip your bartenders, your waitresses, the staffs, you know, at the restaurant. And if you all like want to go and follow me, go and check out, well, check me out on Tumblr, you know, Tattoo Squid Podcast. Also, go to Linktree. That's the go to HTTPS or HTTP, whichever one of those, /twice, linktr.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. That's capital TA2S, that's capital T, and then A2SQUIDPODCAST, all one word. And you'll check the links for, you know, YouTube, Anchor, Tumblr, a slew of others. You know, you find that where you can find your podcast at, Spotify, and then you get to check me out, like, you know, TikTok and Snapchat, and I'm on all the, like, the different, you know, platforms. So check them out, follow on each one of those. Especially with TikTok, I'm trying to get up to like 1,000 so I can do a live thing, as well as I've been doing a live on Tumblr. And no, that's not an earthquake, that's my leg hitting my desk. So anyway, be nice to each other. You know, we're in this world, you know, might as well help each other out. Don't want to put anybody down. Don't be bullies. Don't be an asshole. You know, just like, if there's a guy that's gonna be an asshole to you, fine, be an asshole back to him. But, you know, if there's somebody that's just like going to work just to be at work, and so they can earn a paycheck, and you're having a bad day, don't take it out on that guy. You know, don't take it out on anybody else. Just, you know, go to work, be happy, get out of line, have a good frame of mind, you know, listen to my podcast, and I might be able to put yourself at ease, you know. So, I try to think of myself as a DJ, but not with music. I always want to be a DJ, actually. You know, just spinning records or CDs, or actually just doing streaming stuff, you know, because that's what it looks like now. We're all doing streaming. There's no thing. Now they got vinyls coming back, which is great. Everybody's getting, you know, record players now, which they're charging like $250-something, I'm like, holy shit. Back then, we thought we used to get record players, and they were only like $20. You know, plus now they're like, you know,
I have DVDs somewhere in here as it is. And plus, not DVDs, CDs. I got CDs somewhere sprawling around here. Now maybe Frankie has it. Do you have it, Frankie? No. Well, folks, Frankie doesn't have it. So, Frankie doesn't know. Okay. So, that's it from me. Take it easy. See you on the flip side. Like I said, go follow. Follow a lot of podcasts. And we'll talk to you, next week. Alrighty. Take it easy.
Self-destruct button. This ship will self-destruct in 3 minutes.